Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
The Bible says a man waging war needs guidance, which means you need training. And this life is a battle. Have you been trained for it? Have you been trained for life? Have you had a mother and a father that's wise to say, stay away from this and don't do that? If you didn't have that, you need to be in the book of Proverbs or get in these 30 sayings in your life.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Today, Bishop Clark continues the Position for the Promise series. Join us for part 9 of the message, 30 Wisdom Keys.
I'm not just interested in touching the city. I want the world now. He said, ask of the nations and I'll give it to you. I want Africa. I want the dark continent, what we forgot. I want that for the Lord. I want darkies, dark people, people that's forgotten. I want the black sheep of the family. I want people that everybody else said you couldn't make it. I want them to come to know who Jesus is. I want people who were suicidal. I want them to say, you know what? I can't die now. There's too much life in me. I want people who never thought they had an inheritance to come into the kingdom of God and get a word from the Lord. And I would like to see you prophesying to yourself and then to your family and then to your community and then in your church and then in the county, the city, the county, the state, the nation, and the world. I like to see economy shift because of you. I like to see God move through you to do and bust a move that nobody thought would come through you. I want our church to be shocked when they see you grab a microphone. I want God to do something in you that the world has never seen. And you got to start prophesying to yourself. I am who he says I am. I'm moving forward. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. The earth even groans awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. The devil can't kill me. He should have killed me before I understood who God was. I'm moving forward. Glory to God. The enemy tried to take me back a few years, but I thank God that I'm moving forward. Come on. You got to learn how to prophesy to yourself. Better days are coming. I believe God is going to help me. I'm not just going to be sad all of my life and mean all of my life. I believe he has made me glad. He has made me glad. And because I will rejoice, because he has made me glad, I will influence people who were sad that they can be glad. Too. What are we talking about here? You got to change the way you think and change the way you speak. And wisdom is here. She's crying, saying, listen to me. Which brings me to the last 10 sayings of wisdom. God meets needs. We've covered the first 20. Now we're moving to saying 21. Saying 21 out of Proverbs 24. Verses 3 and 4. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Here in these two verses, we see three components. First of all, the house is built through wisdom. Through understanding, the house is established. Number three, knowledge furnishes the house. The problem is that people have knowledge and they're furnishing things before they're built. I said people are trying to furnish things and it was never built properly and... and it has never been established. I want you to start thinking about dressing up a house and the roof isn't on. Oh, God help me. This is a good word for all young people. By wisdom, the house is built. Don't build anything without knowing God's wisdom. Don't build anything without wisdom. I'm going to explain. Secondly, your house is established. because of your understanding. And through knowledge, you furnish it. So if we had to put a tier there, which is the most important? The most important of the three is building the house, right? The second is understanding, establishing what was built. And the third is furnishing it. What we've taught our youth is to dress up before you're built. Dress up before you're built up. Look good before you are good. So everything is about product. I got to have the best. I got to be with the people. I'm influenced by them as well when you've never been built properly. I like forward, man. You got to be built forward tough. That means you can take a licking. I don't like time ass. Let's go to Boulevard. I've succeeded past Timex. Boulevard, the most precise. Okay? So we want to make sure you got to take a licking and keep on ticking as it relates to Boulevard. Okay. And when you understand that now, we're going to really put some energy in building something. Then we need understanding to establish it. And third, knowledge will furnish it in that order. We're not looking at what people think about us first, and we move our life toward it because we want them to think we got it going on. And we don't want to establish something that's leaning to the left or leaning to the right and it's not sound. We want to let wisdom help us to build. So if we're building a house, wisdom would be the person who designed it, the architect, the person who made sure you got not inferior material, but sound material that's going to last 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. We're going to make sure that there are engineering that's going on and subcontractors that are licensed to help you build your house. We're going to make sure that your roof is put on securely and we're not using inferior nails. Because when the first wind blows, it takes the roof off the sucker. We want to make sure that as we build, we're following all specs so that if there's any storm, the house will remain established. So building is so important. Doing your homework, getting the right contractor, choosing the right design, staying within your lane. Because the Bible says if any man's going to build a house, he must first count up the cost before he builds. And that means to divorce yourself from emotions when you're moving. If you only look at what your eyes see, your eyes will tell you you can handle things that you don't have money for. So we need wisdom as we build. It's not just the construction that goes on, it's the time and the energy and the coordination that takes place to build it, even the instruction as you build. Okay? Secondly, we need understanding to establish it, which simply means if I'm going to build anything, I need to first make sure I build on a foundation. That's understanding. What did Jesus say in Matthew 7? He that heareth these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man who builds his house on a rock. He builds his house where? He builds his house where? On a sound foundation, which is a rock. But he says many will build their houses on sand. Only a few in terms of their life try to build their house on a rock. So wisdom is the building of the house. Understanding is establishing the house, which means you build on a firm foundation. Not some shabby foundation, not something that moves every time the wind blows, but something that's sound. And it's, you don't even see the foundation after the house is built, but it's very important to make sure you build on it. But there's a generation who's not doing that. You know why? Because we're furnishing stuff before we build. Oh, I picked this out. I like this. I like that. Furnishing is knowledge. You get a little knowledge, you can watch a few shows and furnish it. But it takes time to build it. And you need understanding. Think beyond yourself if you're going to have it established. You can take this in every area. A portfolio, you need to make sure you use wisdom. And then you need it established. You want to make sure that you go into a profession that's going to at least make you some money instead of, I'm just going to go into this because I like it. What are you going to do after you finish college with it? Right? Okay, if you're a Netscape man, if that's what you're going after Netscape, well, right, where are you going to get a job if you want it? Netscape. Netscape is obsolete. When Microsoft came in, they dropped Internet Explorer in their package, and it took Netscape out of business. What about a Blockbuster person? You're a Blockbuster man? Well, if you don't change, you want to be a Blockbuster person, you got to start thinking differently now. Because Blockbuster went out of business because they wouldn't transform. And this church is not going to go out of business because we're not willing to transform. We're going to transform right now. We're going to embrace change now instead of holding on to what we like, what we know, what we feel. We want to move forward. We're going to build on a firm foundation that has some type of vision for the future. And then we'll furnish it later. Thank you, Lord. Young people, don't furnish what you haven't built and can't establish it if you don't understand. Saying 22. Proverbs 24, verses 5 and 6. A wise man has great power, and a man of knowledge increases strength. For waging war, you need guidance, and for victory, many advisors. Notice, a wise man has great power. With wisdom comes power. Dunamis. I know you say, well, I thought if I worked out, I get power. No, power comes with wisdom. Glory to God. A man or woman of knowledge now will increase their strength. They're not just waiting for the strength to arise, but they're always trying to do something that's going to bring strength and stability into their lives. Nobody that's wise or no one that has knowledge will rest in it. They're always increasing their strength. So if the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, they don't trust last year's strength. They continue to add to that strength because they have knowledge, and a wise man will increase his power. Verse 6, for waging war, you need guidance. Why would you go to fight and you don't have any knowledge about the fight? You don't even know the opponent that you just want to stand out there and fight. I remember being in the Corps, and this guy from Philadelphia, his name was Brooks. He was very thin, and this guy from, I think it was someplace in Florida. I'm trying to think of that place. Mount Dora. He was from Mount Dora, Florida, and he was always running his mouth, always running his mouth. So he thought because the guy was skinny that he could just beat him down. And he just kept pushing Brooks, right, who was very thin. He didn't know he had a boxing, he was a boxing champion. And one day on a Saturday, we were out there, he was just pushing Brooks. Brooks says, he was always cool. He said, man, come on, man, I don't want to do this. And they just got into it. And after a while, he said, okay, you want some? Took off his jacket, rolled it up, sat it down, and started jumping. Just started bouncing. Just started, I said, oh, no, I could tell by the way he put his feet that he knew something. And, man, he hit him with a jab right in his face, bam, with his knuckles. Guy head went back. And so he swung real hard at Brooks. Brooks moved right out of the way. Then he hit him again, bam. I mean, but this one was a little harder. I was like, wow, it sounded off. Kept bouncing. Next thing, he hit him twice, gang, gang. I said, whoa. This guy was bigger too, right? And then he dug him in the gut with a left hook. The guy, air came out. Brooks just kept on. You got enough? But he had too much ego. He's still going at Brooks. This time he hit him with a combination. Bam, 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 bam. But when he hit him with the right, he hit him hard. I said, oh, God. I would have just walked away and said, you won. But he was so full of it, man. He just kept getting punished. He gave him about 8 combinations, man. And I was like, it was so beautiful. I was just like, my God. And he hit him so hard in his mouth, man, he knocked the tooth out. This skinny man knocked the tooth out the big man because he knew how to fight. The Bible says a man waging war needs guidance, which means you need training. And this life is a battle. Have you been trained for it? Have you been trained for life? Have you had a mother and a father that's wise to say, stay away from this and don't do that? If you didn't have that, you need to be in the book of Proverbs or get in these 30 sayings in your life. And for victory, many advisors. If you don't listen to anybody, you will never have victory, because victory requires not for you to be secretive, but to get advisors. Trust the people that you know. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Because if you want victory, it's right there. Victory requires many advisors. Solomon said, diversify your funds 7 ways. You need in the multitude of counselors. There is safety. Make sure those counselors love you now. Make sure that they are moving by the Spirit of God and that they're wise, because either you are talking to yourself, Satan is talking to you, or God is talking to you. And it's the same way with advisors. I wouldn't listen to every advisor, but I want to make sure it's a godly advisor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That same verse in the Message Bible reads like this. This is Proverbs 24 verses 5 and 6. Oh, you're not going to shout on this message, but believe me, it'll help you in the long run. It is better to be wise than strong. Look at the word now. It's better to be wise than physically strong. Intelligence outranks muscle any day. Get something in you. Get something in you. Not just looking good, but being good. Look at verse 6. Strategic planning is the key to warfare. Before you go to battle, know who you're fighting. To win, you need a lot of good counsel. What if you don't have any? And you're listening to the voice of self. You're minimizing your potential to win. And God wants that different. He wants that shared. He wants that the numbers to shift in your life. People who don't listen to my message that say they're connected with me can't tell me they're with me. Listen to me. A child that won't eat from their own parents' table can't say this is their home. If you can't sit up under the message that's coming out of me and you say you connected with me, stop saying you're with me. Because your heart isn't right. You don't even know how to fight. If you say, I already know how to fight, Bishop, okay, then why are you with me? We won't know if you can really fight until after there's a transition. And if you're not under this message, I guarantee you, you won't know how to fight. Anybody can win when they set up all of the specs. But when you hit something you've never seen before, when you're in a whole different world, or you're not the champion in this world, you're not the big fish in a small pond. Let's see how powerful you are. And you're going to need the multitude of counselors. And you don't know who you are if you're the smartest in your phone. God is going to allow some of us to go into circumstances where we're not the biggest and the baddest. And you're going to need counsel if you're going to win. I really believe what I say is of the Lord. If you're going to win, you need a lot of good counsel. Saying 23. It's right there in Proverbs 24 and verse 7. Wisdom is too high for a foolish person. In the assembly at the gate, he has nothing to say. Now notice, I'm not calling anyone a fool, but the contrast to wisdom is foolishness. That's how God sees it. So I'm encouraging you to get wisdom, because what he says, once wisdom is crying in the streets for you and you have an opportunity to embrace her and you don't, he said that's foolishness. Okay? Any good advice given to you and you turn away from it, that's foolishness. So remember that. This is not a take it or leave it. I can do whatever I want. The Bible says the blind can't lead the blind. If the blind leads the blind, both will fall in the ditch. I'm blind. If I don't stop, I'm going to stumble. What about the people who follow me if I'm blind? Guess what's going to happen to them too? They're going to stumble eventually. So if I'm not increasing strength and increasing knowledge, everybody that I influence is going to fall into the same ditch and ultimately get hurt. The blind needs a guide. And we're blind in this world. We're susceptible to people who compliment us. Right now, if anybody was from Oklahoma in this room and I start talking about your hometown, most people now would start listening if I identified with something that you're familiar with. You could be about to fall asleep while I'm preaching. But if somebody says something that tuned into something that you're familiar with, you're going to sit up more straight and pay attention. And if this was an open forum, you're going to lift your hands up to say, yeah, I'm from Oklahoma, and I did this, that, and the other, and I have knowledge too, and I feel more comfortable in the house because somebody from my hometown said something to me. That's how we're geared. And this is how many people get lured away from the things of God, because the enemy knows your number and he knows how to dial it to identify with something you like. Once that happens, you light up like a Christmas tree. Woo. You say, oh, if I compliment her, I can get her goods. If I tell you, you're fine. Ooh, you shiver all over. But if you know you're fine and you're wise, even if they compliment you, you can strut anyway. Thank you very much and keep moving. And not telegraph that because you said something I like, I got to show you everything about myself. The wise man will increase in learning. The wise woman would never ever put her feelings on her shoulder, or just because somebody tapped you on the shoulder, they can get everything that's in your life. Or a man will empty his account just because a woman identifies with his physical stature. Totally unwise. And I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. But the wise, wisdom is too high for foolish folk. In other words, you won't attain it. It may be 6 feet above your head, but it's too high for you. When all you got to do is stand on the ladder, or get a little understanding and openness, and you will shorten the distance between what is too high for you and what you can attain. In the assembly of the gate, notice when he talks about being high, he said at the assembly of the gate, when you're around people with authority, if you're not wise, you'll just be quiet all of the time and not pay attention. But if you're at the gate and you open up your ear while wisdom is being shared, you will gain wisdom and have something to say, and it won't be too high for you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Positioned for the Promise series, 30 Wisdom Keys, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2201-1611. That's reference number 2201-1611. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with Truth Revealed International Ministries. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with Trim Nation by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. The Truth Revealed app is available on Android and Apple mobile devices. Services can also be watched on Facebook, YouTube, Apple TV, and Roku. Also join us in celebrating the release of Bishop Clark's new book, The Comforter, Experiencing the Strength and Power of the Holy Spirit. Follow Bishop Merton Clark as he leads you through a scriptural understanding of the mission of Jesus.
The Marriage Enrichment Ministry will resume meetings on the third Saturday of each month. The Hearts Intertwined Sessions offers hope by helping couples move forward to oneness through stories of grace, teaching, and small group interaction. Come fellowship with us on Saturday, March 19th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Safety protocols will be in place and masks will be required.
Every marriage can be improved. Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.